listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Three arrests have been made as the desperate search for two missing Perth brothers continues in Mexico. The car used by Jake and Callum Robinson has also been found burnt out. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says his thoughts are with their family, telling Seven DFAT is providing consular assistance.
There is real concern about the fact that they've gone missing. Their mother is obviously very distressed about this, and we're just hope for a positive outcome.
The Premier isn't satisfied with the collaboration of our emergency services over an alleged domestic violence murder in Perth South. A 78-year-old woman allegedly killed by her son at her Yanjibup home allegedly called police shortly before the attack, but officers never attended the call-out. Roger Cook says he's looking into it.
I'll be seeking a briefing from the police commissioner. I'll be speaking with St John's Ambulance and, of course, talking to all of my agencies to understand if something went wrong here, what went wrong.
Meanwhile, more steps towards ending gender-based violence. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus is chairing a meeting of police ministers looking at tightening bail conditions for high-risk offenders and establishing a national register.
We must continue to listen and learn from those with lived experience of violence and the people who advocate for them.
Briefly, the federal government is investing more than $300 million to boost safety and security measures at Centrelink sites across the country. To sport, Eagles co-captain Oscar Allen says the AFL stance against domestic violence is a step in the right direction, describing the recent spike in incidents as unacceptable. Players from all clubs will pause before each game this round to honour those who have been lost.
This is only one step that we're making, and there's a lot more steps in the future that we're going to have to make to keep ensuring that this horrible issue is really stamped out of our community and out of Australia.
Up for Friday footy this evening are the Pies and Blues. Carlton will be boosted by the return of Adam Chera.